computer programming, but never great at any of them. When you work in church, most of those interests can be of great benefit to a church. But it's easy to chew up your time on designing flyers, and I'll point out the new Church for Kids flyers for Term 3, which I think are excellent, some of my best work yet. But on the arrival, so the kids next term are looking at it from Daniel, and then Jonah, and then they're looking at the Gospels, the arrival of Jesus. So very exciting stuff from the Jesus Storybook Bible. Also for the kids, the Term 2 flyers, the posters, which are also so brilliant, they're also in the foyer, that if the kids want to take one of the posters home and stick it up on their walls, they're welcome to do that. There's six of them in the foyer for you. You can get caught up in these things. For me, designing flyers, producing videos, updating websites and notice sheets, when preaching the gospel is non-negotiable, especially for the minister of the word. To keep the main thing the main thing. It's better to have a sermon than not have a notice sheet that week. If we don't have a notice sheet, well, at least we've got a sermon. That's the important thing. To think more that way. Devoted to preaching, prayer, patience and personal discipleship. That's what we should desperately want and insist our pastors and ministers stay focused on for the good of the church. If no one has time to manage community hall bookings, we have a church community, we've got a community hall here which need bookings. There are actually groups I've been looking at this week who can manage our bookings for us. We pay them 10% and they do it all for you. They manage it how you'd like it be done. Better that than I take my eye off the main game. In the book of Acts, we'll talk about that, community management, of course. In the book of Acts, time and time again, when the apostles were devoted to the right things, if you read in the book of Acts, when they're devoted to the right things, the church grew significantly as a result as God blessed the work. You see it time and time again. And church is a team, all of us serving in different ways. The task of minister not to do everything, as has often been the expectation, but equipping the saints for works of service. Are you serving at this church in ways that might free up your minister to be devoted to teaching Christ and equipping others to share the gospel? Because if we do these things, what will be the result? If we progress in these things in keeping Christ central, focusing on the main game, preaching Christ, not only will we be saved, but also, verse 16, those who hear about Jesus through us. See, in a world which holds out all sorts of philosophies and self-help books on how to reach your full potential, Christ has done everything so that you can come to God. The secret is out. Jesus has come. He's taken our shame on himself at the cross, so we can be reunited with the living God and have the promise of the better world to come when he returns. Why not, if you don't know Jesus yet as your Lord, why not pray to God today? You don't need a priest to do this. You can speak to God directly through Jesus. He is our great high priest. You can speak to God directly through Jesus today. Ask Jesus to save you and change you as Lord of your life from now on. And for those of us who have already received Jesus, how are we going in God's gymnasium? Are we working out? Are we putting in some sweat? Is there progress in your life? Taking one step at a time, not being overwhelmed, but regularly reading God's word. I've noticed a great change in my own life. Even the last few months, there's been shifts in my own life and heart, which I'm very thankful for. It's time to get to the gym and focus on Jesus once more. But as we do, as we draw near to Jesus, we won't only be saved and grow more like him. We'll motivate others to follow Jesus too. Those around us will motivate others. As we're here at church and we love Jesus and we're impassioned more and more by him and wanting people to know that, we will be like the poster of Muhammad Ali at Nambour Gym for other people to see. Let's hit the gym this week and embrace these sound words from Paul to Timothy to us. Let's put Jesus first. Let's hit the gym. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words from Paul to Timothy, encouraging Timothy to step up, to keep Jesus central in his ministry. We pray that I would be a good minister of Christ Jesus. I would focus on the main game. Help me to continue to work on that and not get lazy. Thank you for the holiday and refreshing I've had recently, recharging the batteries. Help me to start with next week's sermon, 1 Timothy 5, really thinking that through as I started last night. Help me to be a good minister of Christ Jesus, focusing on the right things. Help us as a church to embrace Jesus, Lord, to be not pulled by every distraction in the world, which is just so common these days, but help us to keep Jesus central in our hearts. As I keep telling Ellie, she loves My Little Ponies, as you know, God, but Jesus is to be the first thing in her heart, not toys. And so for us as a church, help us also to keep Jesus central and to hit the gym each day, growing in godliness, reading your word, the difference it makes as we cling to you, as we learn from you, as we heard from Proverbs at the beginning, as we're trained by your wisdom, not our own understanding, but your great understanding that you promised to give us. So we put Jesus first, that we might shine as lights in our world, motivating others in the church to put Jesus first as well, and then reaching out to others. It flows naturally to us when Jesus is number one in our hearts. In your holy name, amen. Let's keep talking about these things. Please read one.